It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. One of Bach's most iconic works, the Brandenburg Concertos, are set to come to life this fall at a new show at the Park Avenue Armory. It's one of several dance performances opening in New York this fall, and joining us now to talk about that and other highlights is WNYC's dance critic, Marina Harz. Marina, welcome.
Good morning, Richard.
So this dance is set to the Brandenburg Concertos, and it's from choreographer Ann-Theresa de Kiersmacher. What can you tell us about her work, and how do you think she'll approach Bach?
She's a Belgian choreographer, and she's a modern dance choreographer with a strong influence of minimalism. She has a long history with Bach. Most recently, I saw a piece of hers based on the Bach Partita No. 2, and she's really interested in the structures underlying the music. What she sort of does is breaks apart all the layers, and Bach has many layers, mm-hmm. the melody, the bass line, the counterpoint, the canons, the repetition. And she shows them to you. She unfolds it through movement. So you've got the lushness of Bach on one side and then this very bare bones feel of de Kiersmacher.
Now it's a collaboration. The concertos will be played by the Baroque ensemble B-Rock inside the Armory's Drill Hall. What effect do you think the setting and this ensemble will have on the performance?
Well, everything that takes place in the Armory takes on a kind of epic dimension.
Yeah, it's big.
I mean, it's huge, right. It's old, it's industrial looking. And what happens is it kind of opens up the space and the acoustics also of mm-hmm. anything that takes place there. B-Rock is a fairly new early music ensemble, and they're based in Ghent in Belgium. And they specialize in these collaborations with artists and choreographers. So I expect them to really work closely together.
Okay, let's go across town, across Central Park at Lincoln Center. New York City Ballet starts its fall season. The company is starting off with a performance of a classic work, Jewels. What's the history behind this piece?
We've talked about Jewels before. It's a big Balanchine blockbuster. So they often start the season with a lot of George Balanchine. It's what people come to New York City Ballet to see. And then they move on to the fall gala, which is always this fashion gala. Fashion aside, what's really interesting about it is that there will be three new works by three very different choreographers, one of whom is someone who has never worked in ballet before, Kyle Abraham. And it's kind of exciting to see City Ballet branching out into different areas of the dance world to tap different kinds of choreographers.
So what is Abraham's style generally?
He comes from the modern dance world, and he combines a very personal way of moving that has influences from hip-hop and from club dance, but he's also very abstract, and he takes a lot from Trisha Brown and the postmodernists. And he also has an interest in putting themes in his work. So he has touched upon police brutality, the incarceration of black men, but always in very subtle ways. So it'll be interesting to see how he adapts his style to a ballet company and how the ballet dancers respond to his style.
And Abraham's company is having its own show at the Joyce Theater this month. It's part of a series of works in the New York Quadrille Festival, which involves a custom-built four-sided stage. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's actually a really exciting idea that comes from Lar Lubavitch, who is a modern dance choreographer. So the Joyce is a kind of a staid theater for mm-hmm. dance. I love it, but, you know, it's very traditional. So what he's done is he has had them build out this platform on the stage so that you can sit on all sides. And the work that is made for this festival is all meant to be viewed in the round. And the piece that Kyle Abraham is bringing to the festival is called Dearest Home. And it's actually a kind of unusual piece even for him. It's very intimate. It's about love and longing. And
What's the music like?
The music is really interesting because it was made in silence. And you have the option of either watching it in silence or wearing headphones.
Oh.
The festival also includes works by several other choreographers, John Jaspers, Beth Gill, Rashawn Mitchell, and Silas Reiners.
So a lot to check out. For more information on these performances, visit WNYC.org. Marina Harz is WNYC's dance critic and regularly writes for The New Yorker and The New York Times. Marina, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Richard.